something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Start learning to enjoy your life and you'll be amazed at what happens. See, remember this. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a difference between joy, the joy of the Lord, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There are three different things. You can have joy in its natural phenomenon, and you can have the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord is that joy that springs up from what the Lord has done. He said, look what the Lord has done, and we rejoice. Glory to God. We rejoice in what the Lord has done. Joy in the Holy Ghost, on the other hand, is that joy that is evoked from your spirit. When you are filled with the Spirit, that's the joy in the Holy Ghost. It's the joy that's evoked in your spirit when you're filled in the Holy Ghost. And usually it's expressed in some shouting, in some singing, in some outbursts, you know. You are dancing in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's joy in the Holy Ghost. It's usually not connected to something that has happened, something that you received, something that the Lord has done, not necessarily, but it's connected to a move of the Spirit of God within your spirit. Sometimes you don't even know in your mind why you are rejoicing so, because it's not coming from your mind. It's like when you're speaking in other tongues and you come to the point where you're laughing in the spirit and you're singing in the spirit. It's not because of anything that you can connect it to at the moment, but it's just bubbling from within you. Glory to God. That's joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's all good. They're all nice. We should be joyful because we're children of God. We should have the joy of the Lord because of what He's done in our lives, what He's done for us. We say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And so we relish that. And then also, we should have joy in our spirits, joy in the Holy Ghost, joy. That's why it tells us that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So learn to enjoy the moment. Learn to enjoy your life. And when you start enjoying your life, you'll be helping other people enjoy their life. There are too many people who are suffering for nothing, just unhappy for nothing. They're aging for nothing. And they don't know. They look at their lives and they can't find anything to be happy about. There's nothing to be happy about. And when they come around others who are happy, they say, why is everybody happy here? They don't even use the word happy. They say, why is everybody like this? And then you say, oh, well, it's a good day. Is that why? And they just hiss and go. Because they are very serious. You know, life is serious for them. They are here for business. I'm here to work. Work, 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 work. And the more the work, the less they are recognized for what they do. And then they become more and more frustrated. Look at Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, and the master enjoying her presence. Yeah, and Martha's working. And Jesus looks over and says, Martha, Martha, why are you suffering like this? That's the paraphrase of what, you know. So you are worried about so many things. And did he go ahead to solve her problem? No. He was aware. He said, you are troubled and upset about many things. He didn't say, let me try to solve them. No. He said, Mary has gotten the solution. Consult her. That was it. Because he recommends, you know, says Mary has gotten the answer. And he didn't say anything more to matter. You think if God knows my problem, he should solve it. He's not like that. He doesn't solve your problem because he knows it. No. So you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And you say, but I'm in ministry. Why am I suffering like this? I'm in ministry. I'm working in ministry. Is this how ministry is? Then some, you know, sometimes there are people who think, some people are enjoying and some people are suffering. It's not fair. The inequality in the society is also in the church. Who is the cause of the inequality in the society? It's a devil. Okay, who is the cause of the inequality in the church? Is it the same devil? The cause of inequality in the society is human response. It's human response. Good or bad, human response. Whether some people are wicked, it's their response. Frustrated people make others frustrated. Look at that guy who killed people in Norway. He was frustrated. He said he was fed up. He didn't want Muslims to take over Europe. That's what he said. And he'd rather die and kill others. He's going to get the attention of the government, and the government must be blamed for what he's going to do. So he goes on rampage, kills so many people, and says the government is responsible for trying to allow the Muslims to take over Europe. That's the reason he killed 76 people. Horrible. And he's not repentant. That's a frustrated man. Same thing with the terrorists. All the other terrorists, they're all frustrated, trying to get attention. Frustrated people are murderers. So you can be very dangerous if you're frustrated. You can be very dangerous. There's no telling how far you would go if your frustration is allowed to continue. Maybe that's why God is asking me to talk to you. Frustrated people are dangerous. They are a time bomb. Dangerous. One frustrated fellow can ruin a lot of good. But you have a choice. That choice is either to drop, you know, lay your frustration aside and move on, or keep your frustration and remain frustrated. Can you see it? It's a choice. And when you are not happy, you can't fulfill the call of God in your life. That's the dangerous part of it. You can't fulfill the call of God. You won't be the person that you're supposed to be. You'll be living a different life from the life you're supposed to be living. And you'll be blaming someone else for it continually. How long will you blame someone else for your failures? How long? We vent our frustrations on others all the time. We want them to be unhappy because we are unhappy. We find no reason why they should be happy when we are unhappy. And the chain reaction is that we have a frustrated society. Praise God. You can change that, right? Would you want to change that? Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. One thing is needful, right? Let's see what that one thing is. Psalm 27. Read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence. That's what he's saying.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Bolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share a testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevaultradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.